Morning, Rabbi Yisrael. In the few seconds up to starting our discussion, I'd just like some more feedback, if I could. We've been learning about the Asura Harugei Malchus, but normally this slot is reserved for halachas, and usually the halachas that have to do with the Dovah Be'itoi, and we're coming up to Shivosa B'Tammuz and the 3 weeks and the 9 days, and we could revert to, obviously, the subject of Asura Harugei Malchus is very interesting, and it's very nagea, obviously, to the 3 weeks, and especially to Tisha B'Av. But I just like feedback. So far, I've asked people, the people who I've asked, whether or not I should carry on with the Asura Harugei Malchus or go back to Halacha. So far, everybody has said, no, carry on with Asura Harugei Malchus, it's very interesting. And probably most of the halachas of the 3 weeks we probably learned in previous years anyway. People know them very well. But, for the moment I'm continuing with the Asura Harugei Malchus, and if anybody has a ha'ora or would like to go back to halacha, please tell me, text me, send a message, and if I get feedback that the owner would like to go back to halacha, then that's what we'll do. So we've learnt about the execution of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, who was the Nossi, and then we learnt about the execution of Rabbi Yishmael Kohen Godel, and we discussed who he was, whether he was Rabbi Shmuel ben Yossi, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, Kohen Godel, and how he died, and the Mokem HaTfilin, etc. And we discussed the daughter of the Roman governor as well, and whether or not she was not Tzadekes, but her Achzorius. So now the next one is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was the next one, and when we were discussing whether or not the Asura Harugei Malchus all will fit into one time frame and could have been executed by one Roman governor, Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef, Rabbi Akiva so far will fit the bill. Now, as we discussed, Rabbi Shmuel was Kohen Gadol when the Beis HaMikdash was still around. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was Nossi when there was still a Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Akiva was still alive at the revolt of Bar Kokhba, because he supported Bar Kokhba and thought he was Moshiach. And therefore, therefore we worked out that if Rabbi Akiva was 120 years old when he was executed, then he could have been alive during the end of the Beis HaMikdash, and he could have lived on. And the same thing with Rabbi Yishmael, and the same thing with Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. They could have all been alive 60, 70 years after Churban HaBayis, during the revolution of Bar Kokhba, when this could have happened, in which case it could have been, the Rosh could have been Tunus Rufus, because he was sent there to crush the rebellion of Bar Kokhba. But the next one is Rabbi Akiva. And again, everybody knows Rabbi Akiva was taken out, Vesoku, Besorah, and Masrekas Shel Barzel, that they raked his skin, his flesh, and that's how he died. But there's much more to it. The Medrash here in Eile Eskro tells beautiful stories about exactly what happened to him, how he was killed, but more importantly, how he was later on buried. So listen to this, yeah? It says, Shoitzu la'ariga, when Rabbi Akiva was brought in front of the governor in order to be killed, Bom Michtav Kesa Melech, he got a message that Aravio Mispashit Barzo, the Arabs are attacking. Right? And therefore he had to leave this private campaign of his to kill the Tzadikim, and he had to go and fight the battle. Nachatz Laleches. But Tibolachbosh, so Rabbi Akiva was placed in prison, and he had to wait until the battle was over. And when the Roman governor or general, or whoever he was, came back from the Mechon, then Masoikin Sora Masoikin Shel Barzel, I say it lightly, but obviously it was a terrible thing. Vichol Srika, Usrika Shoya Sorokin, every time there another stroke of this metal comb, Hoya Oimera Bakiva, Tzadiku Hashem, Hatur Tomi Poloi, Gichol Drochol Mishpot, Kele Manove Enovel, Tzadik Vyoshahu, Yotz Abaskoil, Abaskoil came out. Va'omra said, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva sheyusa tzadik v'yosho v'yotoso nishmoscha b'tzadik v'yoshe. Uchshnifta, now it says, Bo'e Elio HaNovi zochol atoiv. Rabbi Elio HaNovi came to fetch his neshomo. Rabbi Elio HaNovi came to fetch Rabbi Akiva. And Elio HaNovi v'nokta al kasefoi v'nosei chamisho parsois. Elio HaNovi carried him 5 parsois. Ufogavoi Rabbi Yeshua HaGarsi, and then Eliyahu HaNovi, carrying the neshama of Rabbi Akiva, met Rabbi Yeshua HaGarsi, and you'll find out tomorrow what happened then.
Started at Torrey, Northwest London, Sunday, Yud Gimel Tammuz, 28th of June, Rabbi Meir Solomon Shlita of Torah Partners, Luchas and Aseres Adibris. This week's Torah been spun by Nishmas Rav Nosson, Ben Rav Nosson Alevi, from the Rochel Yatzad, was yesterday, and also by Lil Nishmas Esther Basar Rav Meir Aleha Shalom, and in honor of the upcoming marriage of Shira Shetichia to Yehuda Shani Nerioel, Lil Nishmas, our esteemed founder of Yosef Dov, Ben, Rav Shimon Michal Tzvi, Itzkovitz, Zecharono Livracho.
There are many more people listening than you see in front of you.
Sorry?
There are many more people listening or watching than you see in front of you.
Speaking about the luchas, if Chas v'Shalom Mashiach does not come by Thursday, the luchas will be broken again. We're hoping that we'll see the luchas again whole. I would like to preface and make a gdama to my shir on Gemara in Yuma, first page. Okay, the famous story of this hill of Hill, the Hill Azoke, right? Omar Lov Hill Azoke, Shemachol Yoim, the Yoim, Hoyo Isim Umishtake, every morning before Efri Davin, he went to work. And he made, on the average, he worked until he made two trapeks. Half he gave to his house, his household for Parnosa, buy food, gave it to his wife, right, Rock. And the other half he gave to the Shem of the Beis Medrash. The Mepharshim say that the yeshiva was outside in the forest, and they needed a shomer there, so he had to pay to keep, make sure outside influences don't come in. Something like you have today in Golders Green. You have the combinations again to a shul. Then they had a shomer. Esther Chavos Chaim, the Eilech Chavos Chaim asks, Chazal tell us that we're supposed to spend up to a fifth, which is 20% of your money for
Tzedakah
for the Matayra, whatever it is. Here, Hill spent 50%, right? So Chavos Chaim is, how did he do that? Because I'll say 20%, how does he? So, Chavos Chaim answers, the Yoshev al Pi Aruba, he went up to the skylight, right? He listened, he wanted to listen to the Torah of Divrei L'Kim Chaim of his Rabbeim. And so Chavos Chaim says, this is the only place in Shas that it says Divrei L'Kim Chaim. Only place of talking about Torah in Shasta says the Milkim Chayim. So he answers, 20% is for tzedakah, for limud Torah. But for food, the Chazal tell you how much you can spend for food to live? No. And if Torah is divrei Elokim chayim, chayenu v'rechemenu, that's even 100% you can spend on living. Okay, that's my hakdama to limud Torah. Let's go first. Medrash Tanchuma in Bereishis. Shavara Kadosh Baruch Hu Esai Lomoi Nesiyayis B'Teira. Kadosh Baruch Hu Kav Yochel was in Sayyid's B'Teira. You don't have it there? You have it? It was in Sayyid's B'Teira. Kadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah to see the Torah was a blueprint to the world. And a lot of people ask, what came first? You don't build a building and then make blueprints. Right? You take, when you want to build, you take the blueprints and you build with that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kav Yochel was Messiah's Torah. Umboris Olam, he created the world. Shenema Li Eza Teshia Oni Bina Li Gvura. V'Torah V'ma Ha'isa K'suva. The Torah, what was it written in? Agabe Eish Levona Beish Choyra. Black and white, but it was fire. Shema Kazoitza Taltalim Shoyrez Koyrev. Ma Kazoitza Taltalim, I'll call Koyts Bekeit, Tilitan Shalochis. What does this mean? People erroneously think that it means a Sefer Torah. There was a Sefer Torah Shal Eish. And the cloth was made out of white fire, the ink was black fire. Most people think like that. I'm going to bring Raya's, that there was not a Sefer Torah as we know it today. This is going on the Luchas. That's what this shiur is going about, it's going about the Luchas, but more importantly in the Seres Hadibros that was on the Luchas. Okay? Let's go to Gemara and Shabbos. This is a famous fight that Moshe had with the Malachim. There are two places in Shabbos talking about Kisha'ala Moshe L'Moro. Here in Shabbos, and then later on we'll see in Menachos. The Gemara and Shabbos is talking about the first Luchas. The Gemara in Menachos is obviously talking about the second Luchas. Vomerable. The Malach came and had a tight neck Kadosh Baruch Hu. What is this human being doing over here? Omar the hand, the Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Mekabel Torah. He came to Mekabel Torah. Om the front of Chamud, Gnuzah, Shenigazah, like Tichan, Meis, Shivim, Barbo, Doiris, Koidim, Shinivu, Oilam. This is going on for 900 and some odd years, and you want to give it to a human being? They brought a pasuk of Zariah, Hashem b'nei ma'adir, v'cholar t'shetar. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, let's skip a few lines. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, answer them. Okay, let's see what you have to say. That you're coming to take the Torah, so so Moshe answered, okay, and what did he say? Let's go a few lines down to the third from the bottom, the end of the line. Torah shata nosin li maksiva, the Torah that you're giving me, what does it say? Anochi Hashem lekecha shaseisecha meretz Mitzrayim. Omelahen, so Moshe said to the Malachim, the Mitzrayim Yeratem, the parish Sadatem, Torah Lama Teilachem, you didn't go to Mitzrayim, you weren't slaves, so obviously he's not talking about you. Another one, Shuv Maksiv, Lo Yilcha Alekim Acherim, Bina Amen, Lo Yilcha Alekim, Acherim, Acherim, Bina Amen, Matem Shuruim. Did you go to Are you between all the goyim that not talking about you? Shuv ma maksuba zorcha zeme shabbos kacher. Klum atem oisim melocha. Do you do any melocha the whole week? Shatem tzrichim shakshvus. Shuv ma kosev. What else does it say? Loisisa masa umatan yeshlo beinechem. Says loisisa. You have business between yourselves. No. Shuv maksiv ba kavi zavicha etav mecha. Im yishalchem. You have parents? So obviously I'm talking about you, I'm talking about human beings. Shumaksiv, Lysisav, Lysinav, Signev, all the Benadal Havere, Kina Yesh Benechem, you have any kina between you? Yitzahara Yesh Benechem, you have Yitzahara. So the Miyad Idol, so the Malachim admitted defeat. Moshe Rabbeinu beat the Malachim in a fight. Okay? What are these riots that Moshe is bringing? He didn't bring. Do you sow wheat and make bread that you have trumas and maestros and shekid licha? No. They say shatnes. You should have said you wear clothing. He didn't say that. All these riots are from where? Saras Abed Dibros. These are the Saras Abed Dibros. So, in other words, the Torah is what? Saras Abed Dibros. Few lines later, Barmi Bishua ben Levi, Bishua Shiorad Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bo Sotan Va'omel Lefanu Rabbi Shalom, Toira Heichen Hu. Sotan came back. The Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the Sotan away. This whole Shaka Bataya. So he should, yeah, he shouldn't... Sorry?
Yeah, it's a holy Yesh Benaychem. It's not in the sense of Dibros. The last Tana which they had,
yeah, because Lysignai, Lysisa, you need the Yitzhar for that. Someone doesn't have the Yitzhar, it won't kill anyone. It won't steal from them. What?
But that says specifically that the Kiddur Yitzhar in the sales of Dibbles.
No, but you need the Yitzhar to do this.
Who is Zolt?
Das Kiddur.
Okay, so the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the Satan away, so that you shouldn't make trouble over here. And you can imagine that without the Yetzer Hara, there was still trouble. Okay? So you can imagine what would have been. And he comes back after it, he says, where's the Torah? Did Moshe Rabbeinu come down with a Sefer Torah? No, he came down with the Luchas. So we talk with, again, another Raya, that the Torah, when the Gemara talks about Torah, it's talking about what? The Luchas. Okay, Gemara Pesachim.
The Luchas were the Torah.
No? Sorry?
The Luchas were the Torah.
The Luchas was the Torah, not the Sefer Torah that people think that it was in the Medrash.
That's what they had then. That's what they had then? You can't ask about something.
Good. I'm happy you asked that. We'll see you later. Okay? If I don't answer it, Vaita, ask me again, please, okay? Just remind me. Gemara Pesachim, Vatanya, Sar Devron Nivru Be'er Shabbos, Be'er Shmoshes, Ve'elehem, Be'er Hamon Be'keshes, Sav V'michta V'aluchas. Right? This is a braisa. Now there's another braisa, let's go further down. Shiva Dvara Nivru Koidim Shinivru Ho'ilam. Right? The things that were created before the world. Be'elehem Torah. So you have Benish Moshes, right? That was a few things were created, Benish Moshes, a Friday night, Friday afternoon, late afternoon. They didn't make an early Shabbos those days, okay? And then you have here what was created before. So what was created before was the Torah. What's Torah? Nachamu. Tashas Adibris. What was it on? We don't know if it was on the Luchas yet at the time, but there was a concept of Aseres HaDibros. Okay? Let's take a look at Rashi. Resh is Darkway. Koidim l'shar Darachim. Before the other Darachim. Vod Amrin and Leel, and we said before the first Brisa, Haksav Ve'er Shabbos. the Mikhtav Shaluchas, on the writing that the Luchas were on, okay, Bezu Haysam Ktuva Mitchila. But this, the Luchas of the second Raisa, it's before Be'ish Chayra Al Gabi Levona. So Rashi's bringing here the Medrash we quoted before. So it's the Luchas is Eish Chayra Al Eish Levona. Okay? There's a riot, again another riot. The Maral, by the way, brings down the thing, the 10 things, sort of the worm that were created. Bein HaShmoshes was a bridge between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Ruchnius and Gashmius. Okay? And one of the things was, let's say, Luchas. Luchas Shnius was, the Luchas Rishonis were made from Mitachas Kisei HaKavod. Luchas Shnius was the Or HaChaim HaKadosh brings down. The first one was Me'elyonim, second one was Mitachdonim. Something was created in this world. Moshe was told to make the Luchas, right? He found underneath his tent, right? So that was from our world. The Aseres Dibros Atzmo was the Torah. So the Maral says that this was a bridge between the two worlds, that the Aseres Dibros went into the Luchas Shnius, which was Mitachdonim, and that's what we have today. Okay, Gemara Menachos, that's the second place that speaks about Kishalom Moshe Lemora. Kishalom Moshe Lemora Matsu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shireisha B'Kosha B'Ksara. He found the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he went up to the Shemayim with the Luchas Shnius. What day was that? What day of the year? When Moshe went up, the Luchas Shnius,
to receive them,
he had the physical Luchas was in his hand. He took it from under his tent, right? And he went upstairs to Mekabel the Torah again. Very good, Shkoy the Shalom, right? That's when he went up with the second Luchas. So he found the Kadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev B'Kosh HaKsaru. The Kadosh Baruch Hu was Yoshev, was sitting, B'Kosh HaKsaru. And he was Kosher, the Tagim. And why, the Marsha asked, why is it called Kosher? She write the Kosaf, right? So the Marsha explains very well that, like tzitzis, we have a knot on the tzitzis to remind us of the mitzvahs, right? So we'll see later that each tagim and tag was to remind us of mitzvahs. We learn all the mitzvahs from the tagim. Okay, so that's why it says kosher. Why is it said Yoshev? I'm surprised nobody asks it. The only thing I can think of is that one of the kinuyim HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoshev Keruvim. We say it every Friday night. Right? It's Yeshiv Kruvim. So it's Yoshev on the Kruvim. It's the only thing I can think of, but I don't have an answer why nobody is.
Loshim Leodim is to understand.
Kadosh Baruch Hu is sitting?
Yeah, but you okay. Didn't understand it.
Though. Could have done without that word. Without the word Yeshiv. Okay. Okay, V'Kosher Ksarim Loisis. On the front of Rabbi Shaydan, so Moshe says, Mimaka Leotcha. Why do you have to add the tagim? It's good enough as it is, right? On the first luchas, the Medrash tells us that after the oisus of parchas from the first luchas, that the Aseres Dibros was flying in the shemayim the whole time, and then when Moshe brought up the second luchas, it went into the second luchas. Of course, we got the questions. It was different. A few words are different, right? This chaser malay, that is beyond us. Nobody speaks about, you know, each thing. So Moshe saw for the second time the Aseres Dibros. And now Kadosh Baruch Hu was adding the tagim. So Moshe says, "What me makav yotah? Why are you adding it for? The Torah is good enough as it is." Omaloi Adam Achad Yesh Osid Liyos the Saiv Kamandaris. A few of those will be someone. Bakiva ben Yosef Shmoy. She'asid lirosh al kol kutz v'kutz ti l'til shalachis. Every tag is the Rabbi Kiva was dirish different halachas from each tag. Okay. This is what you asked about, right? Okay. Each kutz v'kutz. I'm the fan of Rabbi Yishai. Let me see him. I want to see such a person that was able to dirish every kutz v'kutz. I'm the chazarach. Go back. Yosha b'soyv shmoneh d'shuras. He went back for rows. I'm not going to get into that. It's a whole discussion in itself. He heard Rabbi Kiva saying a shir, and he didn't understand what Rabbi Kiva was talking about. How does Moshe Rabbeinu not understand what Rabbi Kiva is talking about? Tell him. Tarshish koichai. He got bad, felt bad, right? Kivin shigil ledova achad. As soon as they came to some sugya, right? On the Talmidim asked him, Rebbe minayin locha. How do you know it? On the lehen, aloch l'moish min Sinai. So he said, because it's aloch l'moish min Sinai. It's yashra datoi. Kind of. Moshe Rabbeinu a Bagaiva that all of a sudden he felt bad because he didn't know what they're talking about, and now that they said Moshe Messiani, that feels good. That's not Moshe, we just learned how do we call Adam, right? Chosar Yud, right? How did he come to this? And what is the pshat that he didn't understand what's going on with Rabbi Akiva? Rosh Chodesh El, when Moshe went up, what did he know until now? He knew the Torah, lefi the Luchos Rishonos. Luchos Rishonos was a different way of learning. Right? It was whatever it says in the Torah, in the Shebiksav, Shebal Peh, that's what you do. There was no drushes. There's the Shlosha Seimidas that we say every morning at the end of Karbonis, right? There's no Kavachoyma in the first Luchas. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu
read, what? Didn't need it.
Didn't need it, because that was a different way of learning the Torah. And that's what Moshe learned until now. So when a Talmud is Rabbi Akiva, what? How do we know this? He said the Kavachoyma. Just like this, Moshe doesn't know what he's talking about. As soon as he said that it's Halacha Moshe Messinai, the Moshe realized, I got more to learn. I got another 40 days to learn. And that's not what happened. So Moshe learned, and that's the third time he was up there for 40 days, he learned what? The Torah according to the Luchos Shniyos, right? First Luchos was Din, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu saw. The world couldn't stand by it. Bereshis bara elikim. Bereshis, of course, we're talking about the Torah. Bara elikim. Elikim is din. And Bereshis saw it, can't stand it. You see what happens. The world can't stand like that. Therefore, this was the second Luchos, and we needed the Mishkan, that the Shekhinah should be there. According to the first Luchos, we didn't need a Mishkan. It was a whole different set of rules. Same Torah, but different way of learning it. There was no machlokes. Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. There was no machlokes today. Erev, yeah, not Erev. It wasn't there. It was cut and dry. Today we have a different way of learning.
Moshe Rabbeinu himself was one of the first to introduce the Kal V'chomer. He said,
right, very good. By the second Luchos. After the second Luchos.
This happened way before the first Luchos.
But what? Which Kal V'chomer are you talking about? About Lomi Yom Ratzrayim?
No.
So, yeah, okay, but you didn't learn halachas from that.
It's a Kal V'chomer. Rashi says that.
It's a Kal V'chomer. One of the ten Kal V'chomer.
Kal V'chomer could exist as a logic.
Yeah.
But then you can learn halachas from it. The
He's asking good. But he answered very well. Right? Logic is there. Right? But can you learn halacha from that? Can you drive on Shabbos from a Kal V'Chomer? No. Okay? Let's take a look at Rashi. Okay? Ksorim, Kugoyin Hatagin the Sefer Torah. That's Rashi explaining what means Ksorim. Mimakal Yotcha. Sorry, I can't see. Mimakal Yotcha. Ma Shekhsavta Sha'ata Tzorach Loisev Oid Aleim Ksorim. Why do you have to eat the Ksorim? Shagia the Dover, Shatzorach Tam. They needed a Tam. Let's say, I use example, Kal V'Chomer. So he realized, he didn't get it yet. Okay, this is my chart, anyways, on it. What could happen that Moshe didn't understand yet, because I didn't see it anywhere, but I'm basing it on Rashi over. Okay, you do know that the Rav Sadia Gaon brings down, Rashi brings down Rav Sadia Gaon, that all the Torah is to learn from the service of Dibros. Right? And he has a lot of Mazerim or Shvuos have it at the end. The whole set of exactly how. Okay, let's see the Medrash. Medrash in Parshas Nasai. Malaya Kedaris, that we saw in the Medrash Tanchuma, Shetarig Mitzvos Kluos Behem. All Tarig Mitzvos is in the Aseres Hadibros. V'chein at the Moitz Tarig Oisis Yesh Min Anoichi Ad Asher Doriacha. Keneged Tarig Mitzvos V'zayin Aseres Keneged Zayin Yimei Breishis. It's a Dairish of how you can learn it. But you see here the Medrash says it's talking about the Tariq Mrs. From the Luchas. The Va'acha Malayach Tairis, Shekain called Diva Vediva, Shayak Sudan, the Luchas, Parshas, Parshasa, Vedikhel, Shotere, Sura. Everything that was written in the Luchas, all 10 Atzeres Dibros, the Torah was written there. How is the Torah written there? We'll see it soon. Next Medrash. Kisisa, Darach Shepocha Ksuvim Menaluchas Lekach Shavron. When Moshe came down with the first Luchas, and the Luchas saw the eagle, so the Isis Parchas, Isis just flew away. And therefore, it was too heavy for him. The Archaim HaKadosh brings down in Ekev that there was a difference between in the Loshin. The first luchas, the second luchas. The first luchas it says al yodi, second luchas says bi yodi. And he says al yodi was the first luchas that Moshe held his hand like this, and the luchas was floating on top of it, because since it was from Elyonim, right? So he says no person in the world, no human being, even Moshe Rabbeinu, could have picked it up. Impossible. The Oishis kept it up. So once, and the second luchas, biyodi, he was able to hold it because it's mitaktainim, and he was able to hold it up. I couldn't hold it up, but Moshe Rabbeinu was a gibor, he was able to carry it without the ksav yet. So once the oishes parchas, then it flew away. And you're talking about sort of Rugei Malchus, right? It says that. Who was it that they?
Chanan,
he was surrounded by Sefer Torah. Take a look at Losh in the Gemara, has Sefer Torah imo. Him and the Sefer Torah was one. Was one. Okay? And what does it say? The Talmidim asked him, what do you see? They saw him looking at something. Isis Berchus. Right? The Isis itself. We don't understand it. Right? That's how he was able to die, because the Isis is Parchas, right? Not too dissimilar to the Luchas. Right in the Medrash, Amalei Kosh Baruch Hu, Al tisat titzaya beluchas arishonish shaloi hoyo ella asaras adibris belvat. Don't be, it says that Moshe felt bad, right? And Kadosh Baruch Hu said to him, what was the Lashon? What's the Lashon? Okay, I'll come to you in a second.
Sorry.
What?
Don't be sorry.
Okay, anyway, so don't feel bad. Because the first Luchas only had the Aseres Adibris Belvat. Did not have the whole Tayag Mitzvahs. Again, there was no tag in there. Okay? Luchas Shni is on the Nais Lucha Sheyeh Behem. Aloches, Midrashas, Vagodas. Every single thing that there's another Midrash says that even what a Talmud is his Rabbi, thousands of years later, it's all in the Luchas. Everything's in the Luchas. Okay, let's go back. So we see so far, what's Torah? What is Torah? Luchas, but one with the Torah, with the Aseres Adibris. Right? That means the first Luchas, while the Aseres Adibris is there, second Luchas, okay, till today. Okay, Gemara Saita, Yishalmi. Hananiah ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua Ima, ben Kol Dibur v'Dibur, Diktukah v'Yas Yaseh, M'mulim v'Tarshish. Again, that pasuk is in the first Medrash. Medrash Tantum was spoken about. Kiema Rabba, Rav Shimon ben Lokesh, Kad Hava Mate, Lahadin, Kray Hava, Omo Yofa Lamantainu, Hananiah ben Achi. My nephew, Hananiah, you Dorish very good. Mahayom Hayam. Hazer bein gadol v'gal gadol. In an ocean, you see waves, large waves. So between each wave, large wave, and large wave, is gal gitanim. Kach bein kol dibra v'dibra dikha v'shoter. So he uses that as an example. That's how you have all the Torah in the service in the luchas. Between each dibra and dibra was small, what we call between the lines. That's what we call the derech. You know where the saying comes from? It's from the Yerushalmi. Okay. Vayta adate Rav Yehuda do ama eichen sefer Torah. You know, some kamin gluskas asolay mebuchutz vayu sefer Torah noisim b'sayve. There's a machlekes that sefer Torah. Where was it in the kachikachik? Was it in the Aron, or they built a shelf? And it was on top.
That was the Shabbat place, no?
Get that in a second. Good. Yes, very good. You're on the wall, as I say. Okay. I have trying to make less of machlekes. You know, that's what we're supposed to do. Not more machlekes. So the machlekes in between Yerushalmi and the Bavli, where was the Shabbat Luchas? And where was the Sefer Torah? We'll get to the Shuri Luchas in a minute. Sorry. So the Sefer Torah, there was one on the shelf, and there was inside. The first Sefer Torah that Moshe wrote, he put inside the Aron. Then he wrote again at the end of Dvarim. Says that he wrote. Sefer Torah, and then he wrote 13 for the right on Zayin Adar. So that was on the one he wrote for Klal Yisrael was on top. And later on, when they wanted to check the nusach to make sure that everything was correct, they took the one from the top. They didn't open up the. Okay, now another Yishalmi, Rav Pinchas b'Shem Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Torah Shenasan Hashbaruch Oirah Eish Levana, Harusa Eish Koira. He ish umavelos ish chasurim ish chasurim ish. He means it says meaning ish dos lava. Okay. The Torah was written black fire on white fire. Now you go to the pasuk ish dos lama. Where is it? Two pages right there. We'll skip one page for a second. Ish dos. Zaysa Brocha is the parsha least learned because you're in the middle of dancing and simple Sayer. So very few people learn it. It's a very Rashi. Eish Dos, Shaisa Ksuva Ma'oz. from beginning, the fanov be'ish shchayra agam be'ish levana that we saw in the brisa that was koydim the brayla, nosin lehem belukas ksav yad yamina. It was written in ksav yad of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Let's go to Gemara in Shkolim. We'll go back one page. Rav Yehuda, there were two Aronas, right? The Aron of Bezalel and the Aron of Moshe, that Moshe made. Because Baruch Hu told Moshe, before he went up for the second time, make an Aron, right? And put it in there. The way the Torah was written the first time, they didn't need it. They didn't need it to be hidden in Aron. It was supposed to be, all of Klal Yisrael was able to see it.
What was the script?
Ksav Ashuris.
Was it script Ivrit or was it script Ashuris?
Ashuris.
Ashuris?
Yeah.
Ashuris didn't come until later.
No, it was from Shemayim, yeah. Right? It was, when we went to Golis, it was given to Asher to save us. Okay, that's...
another subject.
Yeah. Okay. So we were tour runners. So one was the Torah was written in it. That's the Aron of Bezalel, right? What was inside it? The second Luchos. What does the Gemara say? The Torah was there. Okay. So we see from here, Raya, that the Luchos, the Aseres Hadibros, that was the Torah. In the blue, we see Shoyish Shivri Luchas, the son of the Seche, Oynechas Yitzimayim. There was the Luchas, the Shivri Luchas was in the Aron that they went out to war with. Okay, Kasha, another minute, here to this. If Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't pick up the Luchas Rishonis without the Ksav, how did they pick up the Luchas, the Aron? With the Shivri Luchas in it. Impossible. 1,000 people couldn't pick it up. So in the Torah, we lay in the Maloischa. It says that it went 3 days before. That was Alpines and floated in the air by itself. No one picked it up. Right? But when how do they pick it up? We'll answer that at the end. What?
It's noise off.
With the Ksav. Without the Ksav, even Moshe couldn't pick it up. Moshe's Barker, so he couldn't carry it. Okay, the Yalke Shemayni, Kishu Nishbar Aluch, is a Zera al Yisrael, Shil Yalndu Teira, Mitech Tsar, Mitech Tiltel, Mitech Hatira, Mitech Hatloifer, Mitech Shein Lehem Menucha. Right? What we have today, it's very hard to learn. You have parnasa to worry about, you have everything that's bothering you, right? Everything that works, right? The goyim, even the ones that separate themselves from the world and they said, learn nishbashit. And then there's, what do you call it? There's shikha. The terror of the first lotus, there was no shikha. Your Rebbe taught you aleph beis till the end, you knew it the whole year, the whole life. Okay? Also, Kadosh Baruch Hu shan lehem schorim l'moyis haMashiach kofel m'kufel. The effort we put in because of all these tirdus, and we still learn, and we have parnasa problems, parnasa, we still learn shiduchim and shalom bayis, everything we have, and we still sit and learn, and everybody comes to the daf yomi, right? And we pay kofel m'kufel. I'll just end with Yerushalmi. Moshe al yedei shaloi nizgab the Talmud Torah higdam rashim l'zkeinu. Yeshua al yedei shaligbab the Talmud Torah higdam zkeinu l'rashim. The Yerushalmi in Harius says that since Moshe got it by Matana, right? The Torah got by Matana in the 40 days it was up there, the 80 days, first and second, right? First and last, he got Matana. So he didn't have the same schar. Yeshua was the first one who had to work. Yer kapecha, right? Then he got the biggest schar. I'll end with a story. I learned Menachas with my Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Husman. Took one parak, took 4 years. Okay, I learned in the afternoon. That's what you learn with someone like that. It comes to the Machlekes of the Seder of the Parshias, of the Tefillah, right? So Rashi explains one way, Taisus explains the other way. That's how we get the concept of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam from. The Maaseh, they were only explaining. Okay? So then the Seder we were learning, he says to me that he had a kasha on the Taisus and he couldn't cover the Taisus. Rav Gussman couldn't come up with a teretz, and he worked on it for 3 days. 2 days did not go to sleep. 2 nights didn't sleep. He worked for 3 days straight. The third day he fell asleep, and the Rabbeinu Tam came to him in a dream and told him the teretz. He says it's from the fact that when he moved to Eretz Yisrael, he put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. That's where Rabbeinu Tam gave him the teretz. I said to him, Ashuldik, Rebbe Umairi, you mind my chat? He says, yeah. First of all, you see from here Raya, the Gemara and the Dharma and Shavuos, that you can't be up 3 days in a row, 3 nights in a row. You fell asleep. He says, yeah, good. He said, and the second thing is, I don't know if it's because of that you put on Bino Tams. You worked on it for 3 days. This guy, Kapecha. You worked and heard of it on a Tosfos for 3 days. Even if I would come up with that kasha, I don't know if I would learn it so well, I would come up with the kasha. Don't have a teretz, go back there. That's why Rabbeinu Tam came to you in a dream. Thank you very much for listening. You can keep the papers, and if you want to go through it and ask me kashas, I can give you my email address, I can give you WhatsApp, and I'll be very happy to go through it. You had a kasha, who was it? It's a good sabbat. You also just wanted to
something. I try to absorb as much as possible.
Okay, go through it.
But Moshe Rabbeinu is a Shashvadato.
Sorry,
Moshe Rabbeinu is a Shashvadato in his halacha mission tonight. And you said that he just carried on learning. And maybe that halacha from the scene came from the first look at it. He could understand it because that was a halacha he had learned.
So what happened? You forgot it?
No.
You didn't forget it?
No, they were going through. You don't understand what they said. When they said, where did it come from? At that point, he didn't understand. As soon as he said, Lachlan Machine Line is just redundant, because he remembered it from the first one. It's part of the first one.
In other words, you forgot it.
No,
he forgot it, and now he remembered. That's what you're saying.
No, not necessarily. He was encouraged to hear something which he understood and he remembered from the first lookers, was now being applied to Rabbi Kiva Shir.
Being applied.
Yeah.
Okay, but then again, he didn't understand
the first bit. Earlier, we didn't understand.
But there was no such thing. Once you learn the first point of the